Welcome to the show. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. It's the best Christmas present that you can get me, is sharing the show. I really appreciate it. You are the best advertiser that we could have on a show. A personal referral. Those are the best. We are part of the CrossPolitik Network. Go over to crosspolitik.com. Become a member, gift a membership to somebody. It is not too late to give someone a membership for Christmas. I think we have like, 2.5 weeks left until Christmas time. So pray about that. Consider coming alongside of us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. If you want to reach out to me, you can go to How to Build a Tent on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on Periscope. And you can DM me, you can just message me, you can see our show. We stream it live at noon Pacific every weekday. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. I love hearing from you, getting show suggestions, and just hearing about what's going on in your lives, how you're applying the show, and any questions you have about the show. I love talking with you, so please reach out. We are gearing up for the new year. I love this time of year, not just because it's Christmas. I love Christmas, but we get to start thinking about the goals and the vision that we have for this year and what God has for us to achieve. One of the things that I do with my son when he wakes up in the morning is I open the window and I say, God has made a great day for us. Let's go find out what God has for us in this day. And that's such even a great reminder for me. How much more that we can think that way about the whole year is 2019 has been prepared for us. God has planned out what he has for us, and it is for us to go explore and to discover how God is going to use us and bless us. So start thinking about that, planning about it. What can you do? What are you going to set as goals to achieve and to come alongside and not come alongside, but to fulfill the vision that God has for you. So be thinking about that. Be praying about it. Make sure you're spending time with God, meditating on what God has for you. All right. So today I want to talk about how technology, AI, big data is not just replacing jobs. You know, I'm talking about that a lot because it's a big issue we need to consider. But it's also, besides just replacing jobs, it is transforming businesses and forcing businesses to pivot how business has been done before, how their business model has been in the past. They're looking for ways to change it. And today we're going to talk about a case study or an example of that from a law firm and how the law firm has changed how they've done billing. They don't just charge people by the hour anymore, but they actually are charging them using AI, using predictive analytics, using technology and harnessing big data to determine how much they're going to charge their clients. So it's no longer an hour by hour basis. Before we get into that, I want to talk to you about Robinhood. I don't know if you've seen on my social media sites, if you're following me, which I really appreciate it, but if you saw, or if you follow me on my social media sites, you saw that one of you clicked on the link to get the free stock, and that free stock was Berkshire Hathaway. It was valued at $215 at the time, and that's $215 of money that you get just for signing up for Robinhood, which is a platform where you can buy and sell stocks for free. You deposit your money and you decide what stocks you want to buy, and they're not going to charge you a commission to buy and sell those stocks, which most people, most platforms, most financial advisors do that. So this is a great way for you to start learning about stocks, get involved if you haven't ever before, or if you want to try new strategies, if you have portfolios in other places, then come over here and just try it. Click on the link, get a free stock. And if after 3 or 4 days you watch it and you decide that's not for you, you can sell it and deposit the money back into your bank. So check that out and do yourself a favor. All right, so one of the things I have in my show notes is an article talking about what this very thing, about how tech and data and artificial intelligence is reshaping business models, specifically in law firms. And a lot of times when we talk about how technology is disrupting things, how jobs are going to be replaced, how jobs and careers are threatened. We think of it from the low-skilled workers first, but we're even starting to see it change in higher-skill white-collar jobs. I guess that's kind of insulting because there are high-skilled blue-collar jobs, right? A mechanic is a pretty skillful job, so I'm going to take that back. But in this corporate graduate degree level field, a lawyer, right? You have to get a degree in law to, well, I guess that's not even true also. To be specific, you can pass the bar. But most people go to law school, I think. We see their jobs even changing. And one of the ways is because people are demanding, the market is demanding a better way to structure their fees. And this one paragraph says, faced with spending cuts by clients, stiffer competition from upstart legal service providers, and the rise of automation and artificial intelligence, AI, law firms' traditional model of billable hour may have had its time in the sun. And what this article and case talks about is how there's these startups like LegalZoom and other startups and new technology companies that are providing the same services that traditional law firms did at a cheaper price. And so these law firms that are losing business are being forced to use technology to redefine and restructure how they bill their clients and providing a better quality experience for them so that they will stop losing business. And a big reason is because of technology, and these new startups are able to do that and change their business models, which is putting pressure on the traditional business models, which is a really big deal. I mean, law firms get to charge a lot of money for their services, and a lot of times there's a big premium that they mark up with from the cost that they pay their lawyers, their paralegals, their junior researchers, and then how much they pay the client. And because of innovation, because of technology, this is a good thing. It's forcing those bigger law firms than those traditional business models to restructure and to lower the prices to provide a better value to us. So this is a big win. This isn't a warning per se, but this is something to be aware of, that business models are changing, things are becoming more efficient, which is the strength of capitalism. And so this is really exciting. This isn't so much a warning, but it is important for us as entrepreneurs, for people starting in business, for being in a, maybe you have a career in a law firm, maybe you manage the law firm, maybe you're the COO of the partnership, whatever it may be, that you need to be aware that your business model can be changing, not just in law, but in every area. New ways of doing business are going to be created from technology. And it goes on to say in this case, he says, his firm frequently prices work according to the value of the solution provided to the client rather than by the hour. So it's talking about a firm that made the switch from the traditional to this new way of billing customers. It says, our lawyer's contribution is augmented by diversity of the tools and skills, and so it rarely makes sense to price solely by the reference of the lawyer's time investment. So, I don't know if you don't know this, is they traditionally you get billed by the hour for the attorney that you hire. You work with a law firm, and then you work with a specific lawyer from that firm. The lawyer is charged with bringing in business and providing services. So this lawyer has a set fee depending on their experience, and they charge you based on their hourly rate. Even if a paralegal is doing the work, even if other people are doing the work, they're still charging you for that lawyer. So it's an exorbitant amount of fees for the work that they're providing. And so this firm is able to use technology to analyze what work is actually going into each product and charging a fee-based system instead of an hourly-based system, which is great. So going on, it says, Mr. Pryor says his firm early adoption of data analytics played a crucial role in the way it bills clients. This makes it easier and more reliable to predict the legal effort involved in resolving different matters, which in turn enables law firms to provide more price certainty to their clients and shares the risk more effectively. And basically, what he is saying here is that they don't have to charge as much because they know, based on the data of past cases, they can predict how much time, how much energy, who is going to be involved, what tools are going to be needed for research, for discovery, and then if needed, go to trial, which rarely happens. But then they can price, and they can price more competitively with these startups that are charging a lot less. And this is a beautiful story because it's how markets become more efficient. That's how our economy becomes more wealthy, because we are discovering ways to have services and products at a cheaper rate because of technology. We are being able to be more effective. Not just, we're not losing jobs here, but we are finding ways to lower the amount, the cost of legal fees, which is a huge cost, right? I mean, there is a lot of legal fees baked into products that we are buying, which is going to cause prices to come down more, which is going to be able to make a stronger dollar, which is going to allow us to buy more things with the dollars that we have. And this is just a perfect example of how capitalism makes us richer as an economy, as a group of people, as a nation. It is constantly adding competition, it's adding technology, it's adding innovation, which is forcing old business models that aren't as efficient, that are charging more money than they should in this new era because of this new technology and innovation, and it's forcing prices to go down, which is a beautiful thing. And the strength of capitalism, oftentimes we just focus on the negatives of it, but this is a great positive of it. And the last part I just wanted to read of this, it says, the rise of data analytics and AI mean much of the grunt work which clocked up countless billable hours in the past can now be achieved in a fraction of the time. According to Luminous, the AI platform, the same document review task which would take 15 hours for paralegals and junior lawyers to complete at a law firm takes just 10 minutes through its platform. So there's two points to this, is 15 hours of work now takes 10 minutes. That is amazing. That is wealth generating, because those 15 hours are going to be able to go to something else. That is the economic benefit of this new structure, this new technology that is shaping the industry. It is allowing those 15 hours to go to something else because it only takes 10 minutes now. Just imagine your company and what you can cut using AI, using big data, using technology. If you can cut 15 hours per service that you're providing to a client, how much more competitive in pricing, how much more profit will you be able to get from that? And secondly, the negative side of this, the downside, is you're not going to need as many paralegals and junior lawyers, which is how lawyers start out, right? They get experience from paralegal work, from junior lawyer work, doing the research, and that's how they gain experience. So that means that an industry that is already super competitive, there are tons of lawyers out there that are, it's hard for them to get a job, it's hard for them to get into the market share, it's hard for them to get into big law firms unless they're a part of the Ivy League school system, from what I've heard from friends that are lawyers, that it's gonna even be harder now because less entry-level jobs are gonna happen. Less entry-level jobs are gonna be available. So that is a downside of this technology, but it's good. It's a downside for attorneys, but it's a positive for the economy as a whole. And that is the balance, that is the dance, if you will, of capitalism, is creative destruction. The destruction is disruptive for an industry, but the value and the benefit outweighs that destruction for the economy as a whole, because prices go down, people are able to use money for other things that are going to create more value and wealth, and the economy gets richer. So that is just one example on a multiplier of thousands of millions of different ways that this is happening through all the different places in the economy and different industries. And all of this happening over and over again over years as technology, as innovation happens, as we get smarter as companies and more efficient as companies. All of this happening multiple times over again is what makes countries richer. So that's the secret, that's the beauty of capitalism. Well, okay, I hope that helps. I hope that gives you some clear insight on not just how technology is not just replacing jobs, but changing business models, but also gives you an appreciation for how capitalism works and how it makes us wealthier. If you have any questions, comments, reach out to me on how to build a tent on the social media sites. Email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. Make sure you get that Christmas shopping done and make sure that you have all the write-offs you need to be in the lowest tax bracket. Talk to your tax advisor. The end year is coming up. Don't get stuck at the end of the new year where you can't do anything about your tax issues. So, the friendly reminder on that. All right, we'll talk to you next time. God bless.